This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, November 16, 2022. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Cloudy today with some rain, temperatures in the high 50s. Lynn Fire Chief Stephen Archer has announced that he will retire in January. According to the Daily Item, Archer has spent 29 years with the Lynn Fire Department, and he became District Fire Chief in 2012. The Salem City Council will be holding a meeting Thursday night for public comment on the city's plans to make changes to their special election process. The city does need to hold a special election for mayor, and officials say their current rules may be outdated, having last been updated in 1960. Any changes must be made through an appeal to the state. Salem News reporter Dustin Luca has much more on this story in today's paper. There was a public hearing in Hamilton this week regarding the future use of 120 acres of land on the Gordon College campus. Paul Layton of the Salem News reports that 100 residents showed up to discuss possible uses for the land. The school has announced they plan to sell all or much of the land and move the school to Boston. And Destination Salem opened their new visitor's center this week at the corner of Derby and Congress Streets. This is Destination Salem Executive Director Kate Fox.
Today we are going to cut the ribbon officially on the new Destination Salem Information Center here at 245 Derby Street in South Harbor Garage. We're so excited to be bringing interpretation and information to visitors and public restrooms. So stop by and say hi. We are open 7 days a week, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Kate Fox was joined by city officials for the ribbon-cutting ceremony. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Celtics play the Hawks in Atlanta tonight. The Bruins, 14-2 on the season, will play host to the Flyers on Thursday. Men's college basketball from last night. Salem State beat Curry 82-56, and Endicott got 29 points from Jalen Echeverria of Lynn for a 75-69 win over MIT in their opener. High school football this Friday night. It's the D5 state semifinal. North Reading versus Bishop Fenwick, a 7 o'clock kickoff from Manning Field in Lynn. This is Fenwick coach Dave Woods.
You know, we talked all year, and I think before the season started, if you looked on paper, you would probably say Fenwick and North Reading were the two of the better teams in Division 5. So for it to come down to this in the state semifinal, I think it's great. And two local teams at a local field, it's going to be, you know, a lot of fans. It's going to be a great atmosphere Friday night.
Yeah, Bishop Fenwick football coach Dave Woods. And be sure to check back on the website this week for more sports updates, posting each day, including the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk early Thursday morning. That is sports. Along with Rick Moore, thank you for joining us on North Shore Today.